Now, I quote Jeff Jacobs, the Cape Chamber of Commerce president. That's the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry, if we're going to be 100% accurate. And that quote is, our city council is supposed to enable business and encourage good development, but they have now become a disabling force. Now, as I said, these are the words, according to the media, of Jeff Jacobs lamenting the red tape and the hoops that businesses have to jump through before being able to operate. So he joins you this morning to vent some of these frustrations. And I mean, we've spoken to Jeff on a couple of occasions. He's not a whinger. He wants to get things done. But when you hit a brick wall, you've got to do something with the brick wall, right? You've got to bash it down or climb over it. Jeff, good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Kino. Thanks again for having us on the show.
Oh, it's always like now. Is that quote accurate?
The quote is accurate.
Good.
And if you see the context of the quote, it was coming out of the two-day conference that the Western Cape Property Development Forum had last week.
Now let's,
and
sorry,
a number of our members had attended that conference, and they were expressing massive frustration. And as a chamber, we decided that we needed to do something about it. We can't just, as you correctly say, whinge about things. Mm. We need to actually take action. And the article that was put in as a media release was intended to force the conversation to try and resolve some of these challenges.
Have you tried picking up the phone to James Force?
We're in touch with the City of Cape Town on an ongoing basis. I personally haven't spoken to James Force, but Dion van Zyl, the chair of the Property Development Forum, has had a number of engagements with the City of Cape Town, and we still find that there are these challenges.
You see, there's, and I want you to unpack those challenges, right? I mean, that's the main reason why you have, why we have you here. I always feel that, you know, while everybody talks a good talk about red tape and what they want to do and blah 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 blah, it's the people on the ground that have to do the implementation that sometimes become the destabilizers when it comes to growth. Is that what you find? Or because when you talk to me about being in contact with the City of Cape Town, at what level are you in contact with them?
Well, as a chamber, obviously, we're engaging at the highest levels.
Okay.
And you're 100% correct that the problem does lie further down. But as a chamber, we have to hold those that have been put in to positions of authority accountable for delivering a service to the city. And so when the examples which have been given in that article come to our attention, the example of the old City Park Hospital, which hasn't happened because of bureaucratic delays, when we are told that it takes between 4 to 8 years for projects to be approved, that's a major concern for us as a chamber.
Right.
Because no organization can sit that long waiting for an approval to move ahead on a project. That's just going to kill the project.
Of course it will. I mean, if you think about, and depending on the project, you think the level of investment that goes into it.
Yeah.
You know, that is obviously capital. Sometimes you have to pay back with interest. And that's going to bite you on the bum at the end of the day if you have to wait for 8 years before that project goes ahead. So please do me a favor and just outline some more of these challenges that you talk about the hospital, but what else is there that is a bit of a sticking point?
So the other example that's been given, Kina, was the Foreshore Freeway project, which your listeners will recall. There was massive hype around that. There were proposals that were called for, and a number of organizations came forward with some innovative and some exciting proposals that we thought would change the landscape of the city. And what happened, that entire project was called off because of bureaucratic bungling and because of irregularities in the process. So much so that we understand there's a forensic process that's happened in the department, and the head of the department has been put on leave for an entire year. That for us is an indication that we don't have the right people sitting in positions, and there are blockages that are impacting negatively on property development, and particularly on the construction sector, because whenever a property is shelved, development is shelved, the construction sector bears the brunt of that. And we've seen Group 5 in business rescue. We've seen tens of thousands of jobs being lost in that sector. And so we're saying the City of Cape Town needs to have a look at the processes that they're following. We have to have a look at why it's taking so long to approve projects. Where are the blockages? And what can we do about unblocking them.
What is your preferred? Because we spend a lot of time, and I think generally on this radio station, we spend a lot of time talking about the problems, and rightfully so. But what does your preferred future look like?
So our support is for the suggestion that's been put forward by the forum chairperson, Dion van Zyl.
Yeah.
Where he says we're asking for an economic war room where we can pull together the public and private sector and we can look specifically at what are the bureaucratic and process bottlenecks and what can we do to streamline those and what can we do to have visibility about what is actually going on in the city of Cape Town and hold them to account.
Yeah,
because they're public sector, they are paid for by ratepayers and by taxes and the likes. They must be held to account. And these are folk that are earning decent salaries. If you compare it to the private sector, they're actually earning extravagant salaries.
Yep.
They should be doing their job. And the fact that they're not doing their job calls for some action to be taken.
Jeff, I like you. You say it as it is, and we need more people like you in this world at the end of the day. And I mean it. I mean it.
We have so many
people join us with this blinking flowery language, and, ooh, they don't want to upset people. You know what? Get the job done. And I'm just listening to you here. And like any other business, the city needs to take its departments, define a clear purpose and strategy for a department, then, you know, create proper, efficient processes that will lead to you needing to achieve what you need to achieve and the economy needing to, and then putting proper management structures behind that. And also incentivize the people you work with and hire the right people, man.
Absolutely.
You know, it's okay. We'll take this up with James Force.
We're a world-class, if I may just say that. Cape Town does well. We are a world-class city. We've got Westgrow that comes with massive investment opportunities for us. Mm. And so we should be doing better as a world-class city.
Unfortunately,
and that's all we're asking as a chamber is that we now step up to the plate. We've got a new premier, and we're now appealing to Premier Windy to crack the whip if it needs be.
I think he will.
Get things moving.
Well, he's popping in tomorrow just after 7, so we'll be seeing him in Leven de Lever. So we'll tell him exactly what you've – and as a matter of fact, I'll share this discussion that we've had with him. I'll send him an MP4 of it, and then I'll get him to respond to it tomorrow when he's here.
All right. Thanks Jeff. Very much, Kino. Appreciate it as always.
No, always a pleasure, sir. That's Jeff Jacobs, president of the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry.